Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That, of course, is Slim Dusty and When Mustering's in Full Swing, because mustering is just about in full swing out at Gagarri for the Gagarri annual Gagarri Music Muster. And to tell us all about it, we're joined on the line by Jan Smith. Good morning, Jan.
And good morning, Terry.
And happy New Year too.
Yeah.
Still pretty new, isn't it?
Yes, it is new.
But
the muster appears early because of the, you know, we always work it in with the second Sunday for the market. So this year it is, you know, creeping towards the beginning of the year.
No rest for the wicked in Gagarri then, with this downtime that we've had. You must have all been working feverishly to get everything ready.
It's been an interesting muster because I think we're up to about plan B already. As COVID has impacted our community and every other community, we've sort of been required, which is really, you know, the only way you can approach an event like this where you've got a large gathering of people. So that, you know, you keep up to date. But it's interesting how planning has certainly changed.
Yeah, you just have to be ready to, you know, shift everything at a moment's notice almost, don't you?
That's right.
So for people who don't know about the Gagarri Music Muster, and of course it's music, M-O-O, in a bit of a nod to the dairy history of your town, can you let our listeners know all about it? I mean, it's concerts, workshops, it's a bit of everything, isn't it?
It's a festival that, as you say, has a little bit of everything in it. It starts with a bush dance on Wednesday night that's going to be held outdoors. It's a bush dance that has an orchestra that plays with it, with many people who want to join it. They have a lot of fun and dance the night away. Thursday they start a lot of walk-ups that happen throughout the town, that happen at the hall. Friday there's more. There's the hat band, which is we get a selection of people drawing and their names out of a hat to go and form a band to provide to play during the day, which is a heck of a lot of fun. There's concerts on Friday night. Saturday's probably the major day with workshops all day. There's 30 plus workshops held right across Gagarri in different venues on everything from a bit of jazz, a bit of new introduction to music, singing. There's a little bit for everybody. And then Saturday night there's a major concert in the park, which COVID says that it's got to be, people have got a QR code in and be double vaxxed to attend, but it is a free event, as is the Friday night concert and the bush dance free events, but all requiring under the legislation that we've got to provide for the government, being QR coded in and double vaxxed.
You got market day on Sunday as well?
Yeah, the normal market is run on the Sunday morning, and some of the bands come and play a lot at it as well. The market is run as all the like it's just a monthly market, and it's a really nice way to finish up the festival. People come over and go to the market and come and enjoy all the great things you can buy at the market, and many of them then just head home.
Now, I know that I've spoken to you about this event and about Gagarri over a number of years now, and this festival grew out of a plan to sort of reinvigorate the town.
That's right. Like, music became a way of gathering people together. Well, it started with the market, and the market grew. We wanted music, and then each year we've celebrated it. The music's become a predominant part of social life in Gagarri because it morphed into Jiggery Jamming, which is a monthly music session each month, I mean. Music was responsible for when we got that large grant to building the sound shell in the Botanic Gardens across the road. Unfortunately, we can't use the Botanic Gardens this year because it's a building site, We've been lucky enough to attract some very large funding to undertake all the works that are necessary to finish the Plan A, to complete the Section 1 of the gardens, which will be magnificent.
When's that going to be finished, Jan?
We've got till June to undertake that project, the building of the cafe, the completion of the gardens, which the first part of the gardens is the pretty gardens, and they're just beautiful. The community has finished the construction of a nursery, which is on that Gargaro land. It's been a difficult time to be as busy as we have been, but it's amazing what can happen when people put their heads down and their backsides up and they undertake these wonderful projects. Like 15 years ago, we could never have envisaged what could have grown out of what was some guy's idea for a little market and some other fellow, a friend of mine, Max Amos, coming along and saying, we can build a music festival out of this, Jan. So, you know, tiny, tiny little dreams have morphed into something that can be really special. So,
that's fantastic. So there was a bit of confusion about ticketing, I see. So people mainly needed to have registered, but those registrations have closed, but they can still turn up, is that right?
It's a ticketed event, but tickets are still available at registration. We needed to go to ticketing because of COVID to control the numbers of people who would be attending, but there are some tickets left that are available at reception as long as people QR code in and a double vax.
Okay, so probably you can find all the information on the Gargaro website, I assume?
They certainly can.
And some people will be coming to camp, but there's no free camping?
No free camping, but yes, the campsite will be have a lot of camps and tents in it. A lot of people come and stay in accommodation in surrounding towns, which is fabulous for the town's economies that, you know, it's a flow-on effect from the muster, and that gives us a lot of joy because in a small community like us, we need the surrounding towns to prosper.
Absolutely. Well, all the best with the Music Fest Muster. I'm sure it will be a big success, as it has been in previous years, Jan, and hats off to yourself and all those other people out at Gargaro doing all that work for as volunteers to make it happen.
Thanks so much, Terry.
We'll catch up with you again, I am sure.
Okay, thank you.
Do you run a business here in the Goulburn-Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price-competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
Gift giving is a breeze when you drop into Focus Cards and Gifts, Friars Street end of the Maud Street Mall, right in the centre of Shepparton. There's a great range of gifts, cards, wrap and the trimmings you'll need to make your gift look great, all in the one spot. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram or Google us to keep up with the latest gift ideas. Drop in soon and say g'day. We're a friendly bunch. Join our rewards club for great benefits. We accept Zip Pay, Amex and most other cards. Call us on 58211 813. We are proud sponsors of 1FM.
The 2022 Meatline Homes Shepparton Gold Cup is back, and this year it promises to be bigger and better than ever, with totally free admission. That's right, this year entry is free for all. Why not make it a night out for the whole family, with something to do for everyone? There will be live music, jumping castle, face painting, food bands, and of course all of the thrilling action-packed harness racing, including the Meatline Homes Shepparton Gold Cup. contact the club for dining packages and courtesy bus, or simply come along on the night for your chance to win the $1,000 cash prize giveaway. The 2022 Neatline Homes Shepparton Gold Cup, Saturday the 15th of January.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
When it comes to food safety and protecting yourself and your family from getting sick, how many times a day do you think you should wash your hands? Twice a day? Three times a day? Maybe five times? What if I said you should always wash your hands after using the toilet or changing a nappy, after blowing your nose, after touching animals, and before handling, preparing and eating food? How many times a day would it be now? Food safety. It's in your hands. For more information, visit foodsafety.asn.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.